Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adam Levitt is here. Adam's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the founder and the chairman of Cyber Scout, and the website is cyberscout.com. And he's here to talk to us about all the scary stuff that's been happening to so many people online, all the breaches. And he's also the author, did I say this? The author of Swiped. I mentioned it earlier. And that's his new book. And he's our good friend, Adam Levin. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Okay, so Equifax got breached earlier this year. 145 million records were lost. And even though Yahoo upgraded their breach to 3 billion records.
There's a number.
Lost. That's an amazing number.
That's a number, yeah.
In sheer numbers, that's the epitome. That's the ignominious epitome. But in terms of commercial damage, commercial peril that customers have been put in, I'm ranking Equifax as the worst of all time. What do you think?
I would have to totally agree with you. I mean, I had thought that prior to that, even though it wasn't commercial, the breach of the Office of Personnel Management was the worst because they got 21.5 million Social Security numbers, 19 million investigative reports, and about
right.
6 million sets of fingerprints.
Wow.
So that was a disaster. But this Equifax thing, I think, is unparalleled. And that's why I was livid, frankly, when the statement that came out from the company was not only feeble, but when the CEO said, this is a very disappointing event.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And when he went before Congress, he was very sorry. And I
said,
very sorry. Now let's think about all the people who
stop. Let me stop for a second. I want to make sure people understand why we say it was the worst. Folks, if you lose a Yahoo email account or an IM account, instant message account, which is the only thing I had with them was an instant message account, then what did I lose? I didn't lose that much. They don't have Yahoo doesn't have my Social Security number. They don't have my driver's license. They don't know when I was born. They don't know where I live. Equifax has all of that. I didn't give it to them. They, because of who they are, they were able to just claim the right to know everything about my personal and financial business. And that is probably in the hands of a bad guy now.
Oh, it's more
so
than likely.
So that's the reason why I say it was the worst. Go ahead.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you're talking about information that's used to make pretty much every credit decision that's made, period. And that kind of information is so granular. And your Social Security number is the skeleton key to your life.
Yep.
Not where anyone wanted it to be, but it is. Add to that license information and all the other stuff. And even assuming they don't sell full files in the dark web, that they sell pieces of it because that's how they make more money, that information is enough to masquerade as if they are you, to fish you, and then add in the Social Security number.
See, that's and the phishing thing, now the phishing is going to be more elegant because they're going to be able to send you something that looks real than ever before.
Oh, absolutely, because they know everything they need to know about you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, on top of that, the bottom line is that this thing's going to follow you around for the rest of your life. There's no expiration date on a Social Security number except for your expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, there have been a lot of people who have been victims of identity theft after they passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's your recommendation for people to deal with this now?
Well, freeze your credit. That's one thing. That's one step. That's not the silver bullet, but that will pretty much stop people from opening new accounts in your name. Number two, you should be getting transactional alerts, which come free from your bank or credit card company, notifying you of any activity in your account. You should also get two-factor authentication, because that will tell you if someone is attempting to log on to any of your accounts.
Explain that, two-factor.
Two-factor is when, you know how you'll log on to something and it'll say unfamiliar device, and then it'll send a code to your cell phone, or security questions pop up.
Right.
And you either have to enter the code or answer the security questions properly, or else you can't move on. Now, of course, the only issue with security questions is that there's so much information out there about us.
But how do I make that happen? Do I tell the people I do business with that I want that? Or?
Yes. Yeah, if you the websites that you use, many of them will offer two-factor authentication.
Yeah, so folks, if you see that, I don't see it that much, but if you see it, you should accept that.
Absolutely.
It's a little. It's here. This is where what happened becomes terrorism, because terrorism. The definition of terrorism is not dead people. The definition of terrorism is create chaos.
Yes. Yep. And the truth here, this is economic terrorism.
Yeah.
Identity theft basically is economic terrorism, but this is on such a grand scale. Now, there are some that think North Korea was behind it, because, as you know, we're carrying on this this war of words with North Korea. And there were articles that recently appeared that said that North Korean hacking has improved dramatically.
They can't feed their people, but they can get inside of our stuff. What does that say about us? Adam, it doesn't say very much. I mean, a bunch of dummies who can't figure out how to feed their own people can figure out how to hack into our computers. That's a little embarrassing.
Well, what it is, too, that they have a specific amount of resources they can spend. They're doing missiles as part of what they spend their resources on. And the other thing they've decided is to spend their resources on creating a cyber army. And they've done it.
Yeah.
It started, first became aware of it during the Sony disaster.
Right.
And now there are reports that they've been attempting to hack our power grid, that they may have stolen the plans that were developed by South Korea and the U.S. to invade North Korea. Mm.
Apparently. They have that now.
Yeah. And that they may well have been the folks behind the Equifax breach. Now, while they may have
Which could the make them a lot of money, couldn't it?
Sure could. A full file in the dark web, full file, is worth about $30. Now, multiply that times 145 million.
Yeah.
That's a number.
Mm-hmm.
On top of which, it just came out yesterday that they got 10.9 million driver's licenses.
Wow.
Or information on that. You know, plus they also.
Adam, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, there's some things, some other issues that are out there right now that Adam's going to help us avoid. He's going to do that after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.